We're now on our way to the remote village of Yarsalay, where the Nenets people live, who herd reindeer and whose lives are being increasingly affected by global warming. The journey to reach them is amazing. To my right is the Ob River, the Arctic River. It's a vast riverine delta stretching as far as you can see. And this is a stunning view of tundra, of scrubby green emptiness, really, with a whole series of beautiful mini lakes, some of them round, some of them no bigger than puddles, just stretching forever. But there's nothing here at all. No settlements, no animals, just the odd bird. But thousands and thousands and thousands of miles of tundra. And in a moment we'll land and find out what the Nenets people think about their environment and how it's changing.
So, I'm with Vladimir Chuprov, who's the energy unit head for Greenpeace Russia, and he's going to explain a bit about how climate change is really affecting the lives of the reindeer herders who live on the Yamal Peninsula, and how it's impeding their movement and sort of changing their season. So Vladimir, what problems are the reindeer herders facing?
So as you correctly said, that the main problem connected with the season change, as these people live in the ecosystem and feel this season change themselves, like in Russia we say, by their skin, leather.
What the reindeer herders were telling us earlier on is that they also have problems when they come back, because the whole season has been kind of shunted by a month, and it's right. Still too cold in May. Is that correct?
While in December they have to wait one month extra. It means that in winter time, where we have minus 20, minus 30 degrees here, they have to wait in the left bank for 1 month without enough food for the reindeers, and reindeers getting weaker.
Okay, Vladimir, we'll leave it here, because one of the reindeer herders' wives has just come in and is making us a pot of tea. Well, we've now flown again in a helicopter for about 40 minutes northwards up the Yamal Peninsula, really even closer towards the Arctic Sea. We're in a fantastically remote spot. It's extremely windy. I'm standing on the tundra. Now, the reason we've come here, we've come to look at what are called thermokarst lakes. Now, these lakes shouldn't really be here. What has happened, I think, because of global warming, according to the scientists that we're travelling with, is that the water has basically sunk into the permafrost, which it shouldn't do. The permafrost shouldn't melt, but it is. And this is producing methane and other gases. And really, it's a rather ominous sign that in this remote region of the world, global warming has well and truly arrived.
The lake got smaller. We're now walking through the bottom of the former lake. You see the bank move about 100 meters towards.
So we shouldn't be walking on this sandy beach. This should be lake, right?
That should be lake a year ago.
It's morning in the Nenets camp, day two. The dogs are up. I'm up. I've just been for a swim in a freezing tundra lake, which I have to say was one of the most extreme experiences of my life. The reindeer herders are getting their wooden sleighs ready for the day. They're going to move on. Now, they normally spend only 2 or 3 days in one place before going on to fresh pasture for their reindeer. And they migrate up and down the Yamal Peninsula from the north to the south. And one of the problems is that because of global warming, their season has been shunted a month in the wrong direction, so that they now have to wait on the banks of the Ob River. Previously, in November, they would be able to cross it to the south banks of the forest where they winter. But now they have to wait until December. And they say that one of the problems they're encountering is that it's snowing. They're getting these sort of unseasonal snowstorms in May when the reindeer are foaling. And this is also very bad and makes it hard for them to move.
Well, I'm looking out at the Kara Sea. This is really as far north as it goes. And I've been talking to one of three Russian meteorologists who live here, Alexander Pavlovich. And he, rather interestingly, has said that he thinks that global warming is a myth invented by people who spend too much time at home. Having said that, he did say some quite interesting things. The number of polar bears, he says, has been increasing. This year he's seen five. Previous years he's only seen one or two. And the other thing he said was that even though he doesn't believe in global warming, the temperatures are not as cold as they used to be. In winter here, where you have hurricanes and gale force winds, it used to get as cold as about minus 48. And now he says typically it's about minus 30 to 35. But he's not worried, at least.